Mello looking, bounces it down low to Dillon. Dillon turns, shoots, hits! Nice little hook shot. So you see Dillon makes it 15-4. It's a pretty shot by Dillon.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
And we're also online at WEOL.com. We're on your phone if you download the WEOL mobile app. All sorts of ways to dial us in, but no matter how you're listening tonight, we're glad that you have, as tonight we are here at Wolfie's. It's our annual girls high school basketball preview as we settle in the back portion of Wolfie's Bistro and Pub. Come on down, pay us a visit. If you can't get here tonight, as we mentioned a couple of times during the first hour, Rob and I are coming right back here on Monday night. We'll be here on Monday for our annual boys high school basketball preview. Rob, before the two nights are over, we've sampled basically everything on the menu, or at least the coaches and we have.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm excited. I'd never been out here for Build Your Own Burger Night, and who knew?
You were checking every box.
This won't be the last Wednesday night I'm out here, I can tell you that. That was great for $8. How do you beat that?
I was ready to yell bingo.
Wow.
I mean, Rob was just checking box.
Yes, two of those. One of those, yes.
hey, if you can't get here tonight and build your own burger, then come on down Monday night. The boys high school basketball preview will be on Monday. But great to have some of the girls coaches here with us tonight, including our next guest, Scott Terry, girls head basketball coach at Keystone. I didn't even write this down. How many years now? Head coach, Keystone Lady Wildcats.
This is year 17.
Wow. It's amazing.
Can you tell? See?
There's a few gray hairs. I thought that was from the three daughters, though.
Yeah, they all played, by the way.
I know they did. But, hey, man, what excites you about this year's team? I mean, you've got some experience back. You've got some great kids coming back. No matter how many years you've been around, when you've got a veteran team returning, that's got to get you fired up.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. We say here that we've got a veteran team without a senior on the team this year. So, I mean, but you're right. You know, we had a lot of kids playing as freshmen and sophomores. We started four sophomores last year. And, we have some experience coming back. There's no question about it. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy doing it. It gives me something to do in the wintertime. So I don't sit around and come here and build my own burger on Wednesdays like Rob does. I really enjoy it. And we're looking forward to the season. We certainly have some challenges ahead of us. We're trying to improve. We got some things we got to work on. But the girls seem to be motivated and excited about the season, so we're anxious to get started.
Scott, just in that maturation, in that growth process with these girls, how much better can they be this year?
Oh, we can definitely be better. You know, one of the things we're focusing on right now is we've got to kind of clean things up a little bit and become a better team, basketball team. And, we got some girls out there that can defend the ball, but, you know, we're working on things like getting in the right position off the ball and doing the right things and guarding the post players the right way. And so those are some things that we've got to clean up here, but we're making some progress. One of the things we talked about, at our awards banquet, going into the off season, is that, you know, we needed more kids to step up and be able to put the ball in the hole for us. And that was really the big focus, I think, that, you know, we challenged the girls on in this off season. You know, we've got a heck of a score in McKenna Peters. And, McKenna's going to continue to get her points. But, you know, basically we just found ourselves in spots where, you know, teams realized that, you know, they had to do everything they could to shut McKenna down. And it forces other girls to have to step up. And that was a big conversation that we had going into the off season. And what I'm seeing so far is we do have a couple of girls that are showing more confidence on the offensive end. And, you know, Ronnie Banco, I think, has improved her shot in the off season. And, you know, we've had four scrimmages, and she's shooting the ball pretty well for us. You know, that's the thing about McKenna, has the ability to not only pull up and shoot three balls, but she has the ability to take the ball the hole and kick out to people. And we had those situations a lot last year that we just couldn't finish. And we're doing more of that this year, which is good for us to see. Reagan Ford is another one that I think took it seriously and has worked on her offense a little bit, and she's shooting the ball better. And, you know, it takes a couple perimeter players to be able to knock down some outside shots to keep a defense honest. And you know, that's the things that we've been trying to focus on and trying to get better as a basketball team.
When you come into a season with an experienced team, even though you don't have seniors, but they're experienced, do you approach it differently? Do you coach it a little bit differently than that very young team you had the past year or
yeah,
two?
Yeah, I think you can be more aggressive as a coach. You know, like you mentioned, you know, they're more mature now. And you know, I think they're able to handle more than possibly that as of a freshman and even at the sophomore year. So, you know, there's a little bit of tenderness going on in those early years. But I think we're at a point, you know, now where, you know, we these girls are committed to it and they know what's expected. And I think we can demand it a little bit more than what we have in the past.
Good point.
So you have higher expectations for them maybe earlier in the season than you would if they were younger?
Well, I think that's going to be, with an experienced team, you certainly should be able to get off to faster starts with that experience. And we're hoping that we can do that. You know, we have to stay healthy. We're not, again, you know, even though we might have helped our depth chart a little bit this year, there's still not a lot of depth coming off the bench. So, you know, we're still going to have a lot of girls playing a lot of minutes, and staying healthy will be another big key for us.
Scott, can you develop roles and develop a bench through the season? I mean, just because maybe you're starting the year not as deep as you want to be, can that change throughout a season?
Yeah, and you hope that it does. I mean, we've got a couple sophomores there, you know, that I've seen in these first four scrimmages that might be on the verge, you know, but there's something about stepping on that varsity court that you know, even though you're doing things well in practice, you step on that varsity court and then, you know, things start to get to you a little bit. So, you know, if a couple of those sophomores can overcome that and be more comfortable out on the court, I think they've got some talent and some skill to be able to help us out, but you got to be able to compose yourself and get it done.
Again, we're talking with Scott Terry, girls head coach at Keystone, Lady Wildcats, with an experienced group coming back as they get ready for the 15-16 season. Scott, you alluded to McKenna Peters. She's just a terrific talent, and I'm sure the players rely on her, but I'm sure your message is, you can't just depend on her possession after possession. I mean, she's got to be almost a complementary piece. I mean, she's a key component, don't get me wrong, but is that something you try to guard against, that the girls almost rely too much on McKenna?
Absolutely, and you know, that's what we've got to get away from. And, you know, you can say, when you look at shot attempts and so forth for us, you know, McKenna has dominated that category. And you know, what a lot of people don't understand, it's not really a category that McKenna wants to dominate in. And she wants to be able to dump off to teammates and get additional scoring. I think sometimes she feels, you know, in the last 2 years anyways, that she felt she's had to be the offense. And we're trying to take that pressure off of her a little bit and maybe put a little bit more pressure on some of the other kids to accomplish that. And I think that will open up McKenna's game a lot more in different skill sets of the game that will better prepare her for Youngstown State as well.
By the way, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think the 6'8 transfer we got from foreign student we got from Germany this year.
I don't think Cadell is listening to you right now.
Dave just choked on his rap, I think. There a little
He's
bit.
Talking about a 6'8 transfer that he just got from Germany that just became eligible.
Dave hacked your system and got into the great point.
Yeah. See, I wasn't afraid to say Dave's name. For some reason, he was afraid to say my name when you guys there. It was like that other guy or something.
Oh, you
like
were at
that.
A wedding too this summer?
Yeah. Tim, I'm glad you had a shirt on now.
Man, oh, man.
You should have seen him doing the nay-nay or whatever. What is that called? Nay-nay?
That was a
nay-nay or something like that? You got the stanky leg going on?
It's a family show.
Oh, okay.
I want to know who has the video of Al Ivey and me. That's what I want to know.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a video out there somewhere, isn't
the
there,
Coach? The milkman. He was the milkman that night.
Tell you, of all things I thought I would hear tonight, I never thought I would say Al Ivey and me in the same sentence.
Oh, it was ugly. It was very ugly.
Al Ivey came to the wedding. He was dressed like John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever. He had on the all-white suit.
Yeah. And unfortunately, Tim tried to keep up with him.
That was an interesting night.
Yeah, yeah. It took all the attention away from my daughter. You know, it was supposed to be about my daughter, and here I got Al Ivey and Tim Alcorn out on the middle of the dance floor, discoing.
It was interesting, to say the least.
It was a good time at All Saints, no question about it.
So before we let you go, we open it up next weekend here on WEOL with the Lorain County Tournament over at Elyria Catholic. And I think that's a fun way to start the season, kind of having something to shoot for, per se.
Absolutely. You know, we open up with Lorain, who is a very athletic team. You know, again, something that we don't probably see that much of in the Patriot Athletic Conference as far as quickness and speed. So it'll be something to take get a different look, and hopefully we can be successful. If we do, you know, we'll have the opportunity to play another very good basketball team, but you know, we'll take it one step at a time and go from there. But I think it is a good way to get ready for your season, and we're looking forward to it.
No doubt. Any final thoughts, Rob, before we let Coach go?
Just your overall expectations for this year.
Well, you know, we certainly, we split the Stars division with Firelands last year, and I'm sure Dave is very appreciative of that Buckeye game, and I expect that we're going to be in the Stars division right up there again, battling out with Firelands, and that's certainly one of our goals, and to try to just progress throughout the season and see if we can't be a good basketball team come tournament time.
You know, that Keystone-Firelands rivalry has really developed into a good rivalry. All sports. I mean, all the way across. Football, boys basketball, girls basketball. That has really become a terrific rivalry.
It really has. And you know, the nice thing about it, I think there's, a lot of mutual respect there, not only between the two coaches, but the two programs and the two schools. And, you know, the kids go very hard at it against each other, but at the end of the day, you know, they're able to hug each other at the end, and that's what high school basketball is all about.
Absolutely, no doubt. All right, my friend, we appreciate you stopping by. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Rob. Thank you.
Oh, always a pleasure to have Scott Terry join us here at Wolfie's. It's our annual girls high school basketball preview as we camp out here in the back room.